This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Numerous news organizations are reporting U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen a Secretary of Defense. White House correspondent Sagar Magani has this report.
Sources say President-elect Joe Biden is set to make history with his choice to lead the Pentagon. If confirmed, Lloyd Austin would be the nation's first black defense secretary. He's a retired Army four-star general who commanded all coalition troops in Iraq and ran U.S. Central Command. But as a career officer, Austin's choice is likely to face opposition from some in Congress who want a clear line between civilian and military control of the Pentagon, citing Jim Mattis's experience early in the Trump administration. Biden picked Austin over longtime frontrunner Michelle Flournoy, who would have been the Pentagon's first female chief. One source says pressure was building on Biden to pick a candidate of color. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A strike called by tens of thousands of farmers in India disrupted rail and road traffic and shut down some of the country's biggest agricultural markets on Tuesday, as protesters demanded the government scrap new laws that will liberalize the farm sector. The strike, backed by at least 15 opposition parties, was a show of strength ahead of a fresh round of talks due to be held between the government and the farmers coming up on Wednesday. Health officials and experts are still baffled by a mysterious illness that has left over 500 people hospitalized and one person dead in the southern Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. The illness was first detected Saturday evening in Ellore, an ancient city famous for its hand-woven products. People started convulsing without any warning. Since then, symptoms ranging from nausea and anxiety to loss of consciousness have reported in 546 patients. This is VOA News. 1947, a time when less sophisticated mass communications were called upon to introduce a new day in aviation.
First test flight. Captain Charles Yeager climbs down into the cockpit of the rocket craft. Yeager, who has piloted the plane in all its record-breaking ace in the sky, drops clear. Because of security reasons, details of these flights have not been divulged.
Chuck Yeager, the U.S. military pilot who became the first person to break the sound barrier in 1947, has died at the age of 97. His death was announced late Monday night on his official Twitter page by his second wife, Victoria. Yeager and his aircraft were carried into the sky on October the 14th, 1947, attached to a B-29 bomber over California's Mojave Desert. Now, Yeager and his craft eventually reached the speed of 1,100 kilometers per hour, or Mach 1. The historic flight proved that aircraft could survive at supersonic speed and laid the foundation for aviation's next step into supersonic flight, military jets, and manned spaceflight. His exploits were immortalized in the best-selling book and subsequent film, The Right Stuff, by journalist Tom Wolfe. Millions of people who face losing their jobless benefits and small business owners who could lose their businesses are forced to wait for Congress to take action. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has this report.
Compromise coronavirus relief package, some $900 billion in help for the millions of unemployed and tens of thousands of sinking businesses, remains mired in the Senate as party leaders blame each other. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Drop the all or nothing tactics. Drop the hostage taking and make law.
Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
Bipartisan does not mean Democrats must agree to whatever the Republican leader wants.
Awesa Sarkash with the advocacy group Small Business Majority says small business owners feel caught in the middle as they call on Congress to act now.
Waiting on the federal government to pass relief that will support them and help them.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
British health authorities rolled out the first doses of a widely tested and independently reviewed COVID-19 vaccine today, starting a global immunization program that expected to gain momentum as more serums win approval. First shot was given to Margaret Keenan, who turns 91 next week. As luck would have it, the second injection went to a man named William Shakespeare, an 81-year-old who hails from Warwickshire, the county where the bard was born. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA.